Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning into our boardroom chat. And once again, Happy New Year to everybody that's viewing today.
Yes.
I tell you what, 2025 has started with a bang.
Oh, praise I love God. It. I'm Hallelujah. So excited about this year. Oh. And I love the theme that God gave you.
Yeah, my theme, create your world and walk in it.
Amen.
And my God, because you know why? A report is coming against you. I want to talk about that today. You know, when I was a kid, I think every every 3 months, we got a report card, kind of like, you know, it's like September, October, November, and then December, January, and February, and March, April, May. And you got your report card, you see, and boy, I used to sweat it because I didn't know what was on it, you know, and because I knew the math part wasn't right. I knew how to count money, multiply, but I didn't believe in subtraction. I believe in adding, not even dividing, just go, you know. And it's just such a good thing. And a lot of people don't realize what's happening in our life. And I've talked a little bit about this before in some boardroom chats, but I won't get into it in a deeper way. So if you got a Bible, would you turn with me to the book of Hebrews chapter 11? We want to read verse 1. That's the faith chapter, the hall of fame of all these great men and women that lived by faith, talked by faith, received by faith, and acted by faith. And Hebrews 11, verse 1 says, now faith is. It's not tomorrow. It's not next week. Even though it has the ability to create a future, it was made for the now. And yet so many people always say, well, when the Lord gets ready, that's putting your faith in the future when it should be in the now. He's always ready. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Notice the word things, whether it be spiritual, physical, or financial. It takes faith to get them all. Let me say it again. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, verse 2 is where I want to get to. For by it the elders obtained a good report. So everybody's got a report card. What is your report card saying about you today? I want you to think about that for a minute, see. I mean, how's your grade level when it comes to living for Jesus on a daily basis or just a Sunday basis? I remember growing up, people used to say, I said, what religion are you? You're a good Catholic. They used to say, I'm a Catholic, but they were good Catholics and bad Catholics. Well, how can that be? Well, the good Catholic went to Mass every Sunday, and the bad Catholics only went on, New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve and, you know, that and Easter. That was about it, you know? And that's sad to say that, but that's true. But a report card, what is God saying about you concerning healing? What is he saying about you concerning prosperity? What is he saying about that? I mean, do you reject some of the things that God says? Because every one of us is a report card's being made. And I will tell you something. And in the middle of life, we go through what we call tests and then midterm exams and then final exams and all that kind of stuff. And the final exam is when you go to heaven, did you pass the test?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So what do you think about, Kathy? What do you think your report card is saying? What God's thinking about you in terms of whatever you do.
Well, I know he loves me, and I know that he knows that I want to do a good job. I want to please him in every way. I believe he's pleased. I really don't feel a conviction like he. I mean, God always looks for our best. He expects us to to understand that he loves us and cares for us. He knows the kind of things we have to deal with in this earth.
Oh yeah.
But only way we can have victory is through Jesus Christ. So I'm thankful that. By faith, I believed in Jesus long ago, over 50 years now, and every day he helps me to get stronger and stronger. I believe, I'm believing that when I get to heaven, I'm going to hear, well done.
Amen. Well, you know, your grade level changes when you, on how you handle the strains of life.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And a lot of people, you know, in the strains of life, they go from an A to a D, or sometimes they go to an F. That's sad. Now, some people, they don't go to NM, they just go, incomplete. You know, they incompleted everything.
Right.
See, so I realized this, that, you know, that I must be an example to about the Father God and about Jesus Christ.
Well, the Passion Translation says it so beautifully, and it talks about, in verse 2, it says, this testimony of faith.
Amen.
So it was a good report, obtained a good report because of faith the King James Version,
right.
But the Passion Translation says, this testimony of faith is what previous generations were commended for. So our goal in life should be to have a good testimony
Amen.
Of faith. And what it is about a testimony, you can't have a testimony till there's a test. So all of us go through trials and problems in life. But when we learn to rely upon Jesus, we can have a victorious report like these old men.
Well, you know, like I want my grade level to always stay up. And you see, in our
faith... What's your grade level?
My grade level? I think I got a lot of A pluses.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to lie about it, but I think I got some on the anger part of it. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. Well, I got to be angry, but the sin not is kind of rough. You know? So I'm hoping I have a C.
Well, that's passing. A C is passing.
Yeah, that C is passing. I hope.
And
so
you
is
know,
a D.
It's
a
like,
D is passing
it's like
by the skin of your teeth.
It's like when you have a child and they make a C, but you know they did their best. You're happy with it. If God knows you're trying and you're doing
well,
your best,
C
God is
an
pleased.
A if it's your best.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? But I want to show you something here. Most people learn, you should never learn about faith in the battles of life. You see? And the battle may not be your choice, but the outcome is. And I want you to listen to this. David was a king. But what made him king was his pasture life. You see, his pasture life. Well, That's where he began to find out who God was in the pasture. See,
while he was a shepherd, you
while
mean
he
in,
was
the,
shepherd.
In the field,
now, watch
the field.
The lion and the bear were just dry runs of the fight that was about to come up with Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
He learned in the pasture, and you don't want to be trying to learn in the battlefield because you got too much going on.
That's so good.
Now, you think about that, you know. And,
actually, those encounters with the bear, because to protect the sheep.
Right.
He was responsible for those sheep that his father had put him in charge of.
But he knew God could take care of big Goliath, because he defeated the bear and the lion. So they were just what I call practice runs.
Or you could
runs.
Call them faith projects.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
another way to
well,
think
about
it.
Well, it was a practice run of what was about ready to happen. Now, as he goes down there, we know this, you know, because he was, you know, he's just a phenomenal young boy. He's only a 17-year-old ruddy-faced boy, is how the Bible says it. And when he went there, he just to bring some cheese and some bread for his brother. But his older brother was a pain in the butt. You know what I'm saying? I just have to say it like that. And you can interpret that any kind of way you want.
I think they got the interpretation.
Eliab, what was his name? Was always criticizing about. Would you come down here just to see the battle? You know, I mean, it's just aggravating, you know. But I like what David said. He said, is there not a cause?
That's true.
You see, the cause of Christ is far greater than the criticisms of people. Hmm. You see, people are always criticizing. But, you know, and that's what David said. Is there not a cause? See, he was ready for Goliath because the dry runs or the practice runs, he won. And he knew how to make this function because he used the word. You come to me with, you know, all this arm and everything you got, but I come to you in the name of God, Jehovah.
Yeah, that reminds me of the theme scripture for this year because the theme is... create your world and walk
things.
In it, but it's just from Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. David had to realize that he, in his own strength, he couldn't kill that lion.
No way.
Especially him not being a full-grown man.
Or
at that
bear.
Time, he was a younger man, a teenager.
Yeah.
Or a bear. I mean, that's serious stuff.
Let me tell you how.
But he defeated them.
Let me tell you how I got debt-free. Me and Kathy have been debt-free since 1982. We did a lot of practice runs. You see, we had to learn, how much do we believe this? It's kind of like a diet. Have you ever broke a diet in the middle of a diet? Well, it's only one day. Yeah, but you broke it. You see what I'm saying? And not that it's bad, but you know, eventually, sometimes you have to just keep pushing till the breaking point does not break no more. So we just begin to believe God and stand on the word. And we read that by, owe no man anything but to love him. Now, how are we going to do that? Well, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I realized that I had to have God in my business, in my thinking, see, so I could do the things God wanted me to do, so I could get a good report to give to you and to give to God Almighty. See, now, prosperity, for example, I'm royally criticized for prosperity, but yet it's so scriptural, and yet people call it heresy. Well, what are you going to do, all you people that call it heresy? What are you going to do when you get to heaven and you see all this quote stuff? And he says, the Bible says, his will be done on earth as it is, or in earth as it is in heaven. So think about that. It must be God's will to have gold, silver, diamonds, beryl, jasper, onyx, ruby, pearly gates. Must be his will because the place is full of it, right? Now, you don't fall in love with it. You fall in love with God. But see, that's God's will. You see, but what happens is a lot of people, when it comes to prosperity, they're not even a D, they're an F. Because the church world preached poverty as a blessing when it's not a blessing. It's a curse. It's a complete curse. I mean, how can you call poverty a blessing? If you go to Africa, you see these kids starving with bloated bellies. You call that a blessing? No, how can you do such a thing? But why can't you call somebody that's blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in and blessed going out, a blessing? Whether it be spiritual, whether it be physical, whether it be financial. I mean, it's time for our elevator, our lift to get to the top. You see what I'm saying? And when you understand it, what about Jesus was not poor, ladies and gentlemen. He never had a financial deficit. Go read and study his life. He was a carpenter, so he had a trade. His mother and father, Joseph and Mary, had to go pay taxes. Well, you got to make money to pay taxes. You understand? And most of the people that day didn't pay taxes, unless you were people of substance. He wore a seamless robe. We know all these things. We've talked about that before. What was Jesus doing on the earth? He was filling out his report card. Mm-hmm. And God came up with all A's, or actually A pluses, in every area of his life. Do you see what I'm saying? So every area of my life, I'm being graded on. I'm being graded on my giving. Watch this. I'm being graded on my receiving. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. See, now most people love the, let me explain the difference. And I've said it before, it'll help you. When you receive, when somebody bless you with something, you get excited. It touches the emotions of it. Well, thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when you give, you get a warmness inside, like a warm feeling. See, it's why it's more blessed, more empowered to prosper, because that's the God part of it. Now, years and years ago, I loved giving. Oh, and I still do greatly. It's my favorite thing. But I had a hard time receiving. And you know why? Because of people who would criticize me. But I didn't know. See, I had to go back to the pasture. I had to go back and had to listen to David's way of thinking. Instead of taking his older brother's criticism, he said, is there not a cause? Because the cause of Christ is far greater than the criticisms of people. See, so what? When people tell me that, they say, you shouldn't have that. Is there not a cause? Mm-hmm. There is a cause. So I can bless people. I can do it at any given time I so desire. When I go out to eat dinner, usually my tip is bigger than the meal.
True.
Why? Because I want to be a blessing. Now, those people that receiving no tips, they don't mind me believing in prosperity. You see what I'm trying to say? Now, see, same thing with healing. In all my years, have you ever saw me sick? I just don't get sick. I'm 75 years old. Even when it comes to colds and flus, I don't think I've really ever had the flu. Maybe, I don't know. I get a cold, and I'm not believing for it, but I mean, it seems like it comes about every 5 years. But immediately when I begin to feel the symptoms of this, I rebuke it with the word of God. I say, excuse me, that's not mine. By his stripes, I am healed. My healing is far greater than your circumstances or than all these things that's coming against me. See, why? So I can get a good grade, not from you, but from God Almighty. And the top grade is, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I think you got an A plus on me when you centered, you put me in a crosshairs, you said, so I could get born again.
Yeah, there were some days I made an F. There's some days I didn't quite make it, but I didn't give up. I got brushed the dust off, you know, my face. Yeah. I fell in the dirt. And then I got back on track. You can't give up. Like when you're learning anything, practice makes perfect.
But you learn from the test.
I remember when I would practice, I learned to play the clarinet. I couldn't play very well. My family would run. I was like in the fifth grade. I first started learning to play. And we had this dog. Oh, he would like to play along with me. But he was,
he had to sing with you.
But I remember the family would say, Kathy, can you please stop? They hated it. But I had to keep practicing. After a while, they said, oh, that was nice. But I couldn't give up when I messed up and hit the wrong notes. I had to learn. There's a learning process.
Sure,
don't give up. Everybody starts out the same way. Every person that was born has to learn to walk.
Wait, have
sometimes
you ever
you
heard
slip.
Anybody ever tell you that practice makes perfect?
I just thought I just said that.
Well, did you ever get perfect?
No, sometimes, well, not in the clarinet. I did. I got a superior medal.
Okay, there you go.
We went to competition. I got a few medals. I wish I knew where those were today. But I did practice and got that.
Yeah.
You know, there was sight reading projects we did.
So you got where you wanted to be.
For that project. And so there's certain things that I learned, I want to get good at and get better at.
Right.
But it's always a growth process. And these heroes of faith that the whole chapter 11 of Hebrews talks about didn't get it right every time, but they kept moving forward. David missed it a few times.
Well, sure.
But he kept moving forward. God said he was a man after his own
heart.
David was a man after God's heart.
This is what you have to understand. As you grow in God, the grade, in other words, there's no curve to the grade. In other words, it gets harder. It doesn't get easier. The Bible says too much is given, much is required.
That's so true.
So it gets harder. Now, I don't mean this to sound arrogant. I've been doing this 49 years. I am an elder in the Lord.
True.
That's a fact.
Yes.
But watch this. If I mess up on something, my punishment will be greater than yours if you just got born again, or you only been born again maybe 10 years. What? Not that I'm better than you, because I have studied and learned, and I should know better. See, Moses should have went to the promised land, but didn't, because he got aggravated, wasn't quite on that anger part. But then people, and he struck that rock, and God said, "Now, I'll take you up there, and you can see it, but you're not going in it." Now, we know that he went past that, because my God, on Mount Transfiguration, Moses was there with Elijah and Jesus and all. I mean, it was a blessing of the Lord. That's not the issue. But this was when he was in his life. So now I'm very careful about what I do. And because as I grow older in the Lord, more is required of me. Watch this. More is required of me when people criticize me. Now it's water on a duck's back. I just kind of shake it and go off. You see what I'm saying? Now, when I began to first get blessed and people criticize, it would bother me. So I would stop my receiving. And the Lord said, "How come I can't bless you? You can bless me by giving, but I can't bless you." Well, I had to learn, see? Learned the tongue of the learned. Well, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Now, I learned it in my private moments with God. That's where my faith really began to grow. Not after the battle. That was the victory. But faith is the victory. What's the victory that overcomes the world? Even our faith.
That's right.
So I knew I had to become an overcomer instead of a becomer. So every day I'm learning, even today. And everything I do, you see, because too much is given, much is required. Not that I'm better than you are, but I am more seasoned than you are. Now, don't get mad at me about saying that, because I've been doing this for a long, long time. So what happens that's why people get all messed up when a preacher that God has elevated in ministry messes up. It causes a lot of people to fall. But you get someone just born again, I've been born again, and they mess up, people say, "Well, he's young in the Lord," you know. They kind of give him some mercy. And you should do that. But when you come to the point to where God wants you to be as you grow to the fullness of the stature of Christ, then too much is given, much is required. Then the grade level, it gets harder. It's harder to get an A. It's harder to get a B. It's harder to get a C. It's actually harder to get a D. See what I'm saying? It ain't too hard to get an F. Just don't do nothing. See what I'm saying? But when you understand what God is saying here, he was told these elders, "I am making a report in you." So my life report, watch this, not only will I see it when I get to heaven, but you will see it. I mean, everything will be opened up to everybody.
That's true.
People say, "Well, I can't wait to get there so I can ask God a question." You won't need to. The Bible said you will know all.
That's true.
All's a little word with a lot of substance in it, see? I hope you're enjoying this today.
That's so good.
So when you understand what I'm talking about. So our report cards must do well.
Yeah, and so how do you do that? Well, we've got good instructions in Philippians chapter 4.
Read it.
Verse 8,
yeah,
and this is the King James Version. It says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things."
That's
so it matters what you think about. and how you train your yeah. senses how to act.
You know, but Kathy, sometimes people think they let any thought come in their mind. Your mind is not a garbage field for Satan to just throw trash in there. So when a bad thought comes, I've said it so many times, the Bible says, take no thought saying. So a thought becomes a reality when you say it. But if you don't say it, it aborts itself. It dies unborn. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
So when you understand that, but when you begin to say that, then you become a garbage collector. You know, just bring it all in over here. You know what I'm saying? No, you don't want none of that. Too much is given, much is required.
It matters what you think about. It matters who you hang with. It matters who you listen to. And this is the next verse in verse 9 that Paul had wrote to the church at Philippi. I read verse 8. I want to read verse in the King James. I want to read verse 9 in the Amplified translation.
Okay.
It says, practice what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and model your way of living on it, and the God of peace, of untroubled, undisturbed well-being will be with you.
Praise
so this
God.
Is great instructions that we can apply in our own life.
You
and
call
all
God
of
a God of peace. The church world don't call him that, Kathy. They call him a God of angry, mad all the time. But he's a God of peace.
Possession, so it does matter who you
resource.
Listen to. I listen to what the Word of God says
Amen.
Rather than what people say. That's
right.
What I focus on. And this is the very, these are verses right before that verse in verse 13. That's our theme scripture for the year, which it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Why? Because you're thinking on the right things. You're practicing the things you've learned and heard from the scriptures and from other leaders
Amen.
That God has led you to sit under.
You can never forget that your faith is really developed in your private moments. Now, faith comes by hearing. You hear it now when you get by yourself and you meditate on what you heard. That's developing that faith to the point that when the strains of life come, you handle them. You just handle it. You see, let me give you about me and Kathy's generation here. We're the older generation now. That's just a fact. Now, I'm talking about our marriage. We've been married, well, it's going to be 55 years, June the 6th of 2025. Now, watch this. A lot of people just walk
55,
out real...
55, the double nickel.
The double nickel, hallelujah. Glory to God. Watch that. Most people that get married, they just walk out and they get a divorce in a second. We've never left each other. I told her to leave sometimes. She made me so mad.
And I was angry because he told me to leave.
Yeah, said,
and I'll say, I've never
said,
told you to leave.
If you're so mad about me, you can't stand. Just go on, man. But, you know, she wasn't going nowhere, neither was I. My point is, because we came under a different generations, we worked those things out. And a lot of people today throw away a good marriage because they wouldn't work it out. Well, marriage is work. Marriage is the death of two wills and the covenant of one. You come in as two people, but you go out as one flesh or one person. See? And so that's why if me and Kathy argue, our prayers are hindered. You see? And you don't want them hindered. So listen
right.
to me. But anyway, you know, I give her a hard time. And vice versa.
What? And vice versa.
And vice versa. That's what I said. I don't
right.
know what vice versa is.
Versa
vice. Versa vice, whatever you call it.
No,
see,
you
so
had it
I
right.
can obtain a good report.
Right.
So I can obtain something that makes it work. So our marriage works that way. That doesn't mean we don't have arguments and things. I'm not talking about that. It's when you let that develop to a point
you
that
can,
your grade level goes from A to an F.
An F, right. You can disagree without being disagreeable.
Right.
And sometimes we get to a point where we say, well, you know, we're going to talk about that later. Because we just table it, basically. Like
well,
you're doing some kind of a business meeting. We're going to table that to another time because we don't have time to get into that.
It's hard to make good decisions in a heated atmosphere.
And, you know, and the longer we live together, we're married. Well, we live together, too.
No, we marry. We don't just live together.
Well, that's the I know what you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean, but they don't know what you mean. So
we're married and live together.
Yes.
We don't have separate bedrooms. We're together all the time. We go to lunch a lot. Go to dinner a lot. We like each other's company.
But sometimes in that bedroom, in that bed, man, you're pretty far on the other side.
Uncomfortable.
Okay. I understand.
You don't.
No, I don't.
Kathy has
on her bed. She's always cold all the time. So she put a thing on the bed that makes the mattress
it's
warm.
It's a mattress cover that heated. Instead of an electric blanket, it's an electric mattress pad.
I said, don't put my side on.
So it's dual control because we have a king size bed.
Yeah.
And for some reason the other day, and it was cold here in South Louisiana,
Her grade level went down.
No. The controls, it has two separate controls because it's dual control. The controls got mixed up somehow, and I thought I was warming up my side, but I was actually warming up his side.
And I got it in, I thought,
and
no,
I thought
no.
He'd say thank you, but no.
It's like I went to hell.
He doesn't so like hot. It. I love it. I like to be toasty,
I said, No. I want to be cool when I sleep, you know, that kind of stuff. So I told her that. I think it was last night. I said, and she was messing with it. Don't put my side on. Leave me alone.
I noticed I did it before you got in, so I turned it off and put mine on, but I think yours still had a little warmness. Yeah. It wasn't hot like mine
was. I don't know about you, but I got to have a leg hanging out or a foot hanging out so I don't sweat like a mule.
I'm not like that.
Yeah, no, no, Kathy's not like that, you know. Yeah, I mean,
we're different.
Totally different.
In so many ways.
In a lot, but that's all right.
And similar in many others.
But we still sleep in the same bed.
Yeah.
You see, we just know how to work that thing, you know. Now she works out and she wants us, that's fine.
He sleeps with two pillows, I got one.
She got one. I like a lot of thickness in them. No, I'm using this. That you can be totally different yet totally agreeable in those things.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? You know, when you think about some of the things that God done, I didn't understand that too much is given, much is required many, many years ago. Sometimes I thought, well, God, you're kind of hard on Moses. You're kind of hard on it. No, you got to, this man was of great stature. Joshua was of great stature. Caleb was of great stature. You see what I'm saying? Caleb was the best second I ever seen in my life. He was so good at second, he was first.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot, and God gave him everything because he refused to not believe by faith, no matter if the giants had his land. He said, Joshua, Moses brought me here 40 years ago. I'm just as strong today as I was when he brought me here. That's my mountain. Now, you give me that mountain. I'm 85 years old. But I'm telling you, when them boys owe me 40 years of back rent, they're going to get. And he took it. See, that's, talk about making a good grade. Talk about making a good report.
Good report. That's true.
Yeah. It was just such a blessing. So let me go back to when we first went to school. I don't know if they do that anymore, but I think you have you get a report card every 3 months. I think it's how it works. You know what I'm saying? Until you come to your final report. But you also have to have a final exam. There are tests in life. You know, I used to hate tests, but you know what tests are good for? They make you study, not read. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God.
Right.
A workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Hmm.
See, if you don't study, it's possibly you can wrongly divide it. You may have read it, but you didn't study it.
Hmm.
When God tells you to give, why don't you do that? Why do you have to struggle with that? When he says, given it shall be given unto you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure you meet with all, it shall be measured unto you.
Right.
Many of you partners today, we could not do what we do without partnership. And I used to think, well, why, God, just let me do it. But first thing Jesus did when he went in ministry, he chose 12 disciples to help him. And then he began to receive partners. And they ministered to his substance.
And he had 70
things.
More that traveled, ahead of the meetings.
It's amazing what God do. I want you to be a partner this year at Jesse the Planet's Ministries here. 2025. I've said it so many times, and I'm not just saying it so you can give me something, because none of what you give goes to me. I want this anointing of increase on you. I have developed this so strong, and I know how to push it over if you believe me. Now, I'm not trying to get something from you. I'm trying to get something to you. Mm-hmm. If you want to be a partner, let's go to jdm.org. That's our website. You can hit a donate button. You can use a PayPal. A situation if you want to use PayPal. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Or you can go to the JDM app. It's free. And you can select the kind of giving you want. Or you can do like I do. I'm still living back in the century, I guess, to the previous century. You can mail in an old-fashioned donation if you so desire. 100% of it goes in the world evangelism. We're debt-free. See, what me and Kathy do so we can obtain good reports, and I believe all our partners, is we keep this Bible line upon line, precept upon precept. And the only time we make a mistake is when we don't.
Right.
When we use our opinions, and opinions are transitory forms of thought. They float on the ocean of life. They change with every wave. But when you take God's word, because it's not opinionated.
And you think on those things, His word, those things that are true,
now,
honest.
And think about love and the truth. Most people don't think what's lovely, what's true, what's honest, what's of good report.
Think on those things.
Yeah. They're thinking about all other stuff. Let me say it again. Your mind is not a garbage field for Satan. The deposit is trash. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. When you understand this, you're going to obtain a good report. So what's your report card is saying? Hmm. Well, let me give you a little report card. Read some of these wonderful testimonies.
Okay, this one from YouTube says, thank you for all of the teachings, my evangelist of joy. You really bless us by making Jesus visible all of the time. I will continue to be a partner because I want people to learn the word as I did. Thank you for blessing us. Sending love from Norway.
You know, Susan Keitley, who we just totally love, she's there in Canada. She said a statement about me. She said, Jesse, you make Jesus irresistible. Mm-hmm. Well, shouldn't we? It ought to be the best thing you ever seen, saw, heard, whatever.
I like the way this one says, though, they didn't give us their name on this, but it says you make Jesus visible all the time. Jesus should be seen in us all the time. Sonia says, thank you, guys. I love you and your ministry. Always a joy to listen to you. Blessings from Iceland.
Ooh, Iceland. Hallelujah.
Yes, and Francisco says, good evening. I am from San Jose, Costa Rica, and God has blessed me with your teachings. I will like to become a partner. I watch the Covenant Church service online every Sunday enjoy it. I love that.
Man, thank you, man. Costa Rica.
And this other one says, Happy New Year, Kathy and Jesse. The theme, Create Your World and Walk in It, is very powerful to me. Because that is exactly the position I'm living in life.
Amen.
I am happy to hear that I am on the right track of obeying Jesse's teachings and prospering through living by faith. Thank you for being faithful with this work of God and the fruits I'm seeing in you are wisdom, health, and being a blessing by giving. I love you so much. That's a good report.
I'm going to say something that some people will get mad. Jesse's teachings or Jesus's teachings. My teachings, I have no originality in them at all.
That's right.
It's all from this Bible.
And inspired by the Holy Ghost.
And I give Him glory for it.
Amen.
I'm just saying what He said. I like what Jesus said. I only say what my Father says. I only do what my Father says.
But He uses your unique personality. Everybody's personality.
But it's the word is what counts. Go ahead,
keep reading. And Elaine says, God bless you, Jesse and Kathy. Congratulations on so many years of ministry. This is 49 this year.
49 years.
She says, love you both so much. I really enjoy the seriousness of your walk with God, but I also love the joy of the Lord, which you so obviously show. May God richly bless you in 2025. Right. Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you, Elaine. That's a blessing.
This other one says, I always liked Jesse Duplantis since the 80s. Jesse and Kathy come off as very genuine, down-to-earth people. Good report. That's a good report, right?
That's a good report.
It goes on to say, plus they are from Louisiana, so I know they come from a good place. On Christmas Eve night, 2024, after watching an older clip of Jesse, it brought me back to the ministry. It's a God thing. He's bringing His people back. The World Web will be Jesse's biggest victory.
Hallelujah.
Technology.
Don't you
love that?
That's a phenomenal.
And you know, this is in 2025. We're stretching out and doing more things. You may have already seen that.
George, he is our director. I didn't mean to cut you off,
but did.
We'll finish it then.
Because in this year, in 2025, we're going on daily.
Yeah.
We have a daily programming that you can see every Monday through Friday, but it's on social media only. It's not on broadcast TV, but we're having more and more content for you.
If you don't think we're genuine, everyone's watching George. He's our director there, and Todd on television. Sometimes they'll pick an old sermon of mine, and I like watching myself young. When I got a little grayish hair or something brown, and I'm skinny.
And then you look in the mirror and you say, oh, no.
And now I'm fat, and then I'm medium. You know, I'm like a steak. You want it rare, you want it medium, you want it well done. But it's so funny to be able to see that. My granddaughter, she's going to be 17 this year. What a blessing. She can see her grandfather young. That's amazing, the technology that's happening today. And I like them going back sometime. And I talked a lot faster. I screamed and shouted, your Lord. But I was young, you know what I'm saying? And I'm still feel
sometimes
good.
Sometimes you still talk fast.
I still talk fast. That's Louisiana Cajun talking.
I get it. Sometimes I have to tell you to slow down.
Yeah.
You know what it is when you read those points, it's great points in your message, but I'm writing them down. It's different if you're just listening, but if you're trying to write it down, but when you're on tape, you can pause you.
Yeah, so you got to do
I got a couple of more testimonies. Vivian says, I love you, your 40-year partner. This is a partner for 40 years.
Now, buddy.
Thank you, Vivian.
That's a generation of Israel.
And then two more. Let's go two more. Dixie says, I don't care what anyone wants to say about prosperity. Jesse Duplantis is the real deal because he listens to the Holy Spirit and obeys from his heart. That's a good report.
Amen.
This continues on. It says, these messages give me great encouragement. They love the Lord. Wait, they love Jesse's. They love the Lord and exhibit faith while remaining humble and submitted.
Amen.
And Jesse's humor is a special bonus. The Lord visited me when I was 19 years old at my home. The wonderful presence of the beautiful Holy Spirit blessed me and convicted me at the same time. It was a full baptism with the conviction and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Praise
He has
God.
Always been with me. Isn't that great?
It's a blessing of
one
God.
One last man. More from one more from Suzanne. It says, we love you, Kathy, and you and Kathy so much and love being your partner. I love your teachings and the magazine. I'm so blessed to receive it. I like it in my hands. Thank you.
Let me tell y'all something. Nobody knows what I'm going to say on this boardroom chat.
Right.
Not even Kathy till I get here.
And not
so even... these testimonies...
Which were compiled by
notice
someone...
Notice how they are aligning with what we're saying.
These are sampling of the comments
you
sent.
Yeah, people
sent
that
in.
Just, you know, heard something a week ago, 2 weeks ago, a year ago, whatever.
But it's
coinciding with what I'm saying. See, so everything we do according to the Lord.
Spirit-led.
Says what God says. So thank you, partners, and thank you all that sent in, and sent in more. Hallelujah. I tell you, I made up my mind. I like that song, More. I want more in everything, spiritual, physical, financial. Not that I, for myself personally, so I can reach people and change lives one soul at a time.
We should always be advancing. You should always be advancing in your life, always increasing.
Amen.
That's God's plan.
Yes. And we promise you something, and we'll say it. We will keep our lives clean. We've been preaching. I've been saved over 50 years. Not going to be on 51 then, and you about 53 or 54 or something like that. And there's no secret sin here. There's none of that. If you hear a scandal about me, it's because they lying. We ain't got no scandal. We're not of that world. We walk in our world. We create our world and we walk in it. And Satan can't walk in my world because he stumbles.
That's right.
And he stumbles all the time and gets under my feet.
Right.
I'd like you to consider once again about being a partner to this ministry. Would you please? Well, nothing for me. I just want to touch people. I would do it with every fiber of my being and every strength that God can give me.
And every available outlet.
On every outlet, any way, shape, or form.
Right.
So if you'd like to be a partner, go to jdm.org. And you can hit the donate button. You can use the PayPal system if you want to use that. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Or you can go to our JDM free app and select the giving that you want. Mm-hmm. Or you can mail in an old-fashioned donation check or whatever. I'm telling you, none of it goes to me. I'm telling you, God has been good and gracious. And it's just such a blessing. Thank you for watching us today. And you know what? If you want to know what your report card says, ask the Lord about it. Because a report is being made on you and me. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.